So we put that compliance tailoring in the housing bill with the logic, 6 out of 10 home construction loans in the country, 6 out of 10, are made by banks under $10 billion. It's that local home builder borrowing from that local bank. So that is, too, I think, a supply side recognition that let's remove the barriers to why we don't have more construction. But we go back to Reagan's first principle. We have to defeat inflation so that real wages grow, so that people can afford, you know, a home. So we want to lower the cost of home, increase the accessibility of home, but we want to beat inflation so that they can earn the real wages that Jason Smith has delivered by cutting tax rates.
If you think of the affordability equation, you know, it's interest rates, the price of the home, and, you know, if we our mortgage rates now move back up to 6.5% odd, that will ease over time. But if we do too much on the demand stimulus, when we have a shortage, you're just going to increase prices again. Prices of homes went up about 50% since the end of 2019. That's how we got to that $50 trillion valuation of U.S. housing. Tremendous equity in for the American homeowner, about $35 billion of equity in their home. So you got to be careful that you don't have a nationwide dramatic price correction, because you lose a lot of that value. And then the third thing, part of the equation of affordability, is just real income growth. Unfortunately, because of things like the One Big Beautiful Bill, wage growth has been quite good, you know, nominal and real wage growth. So wages are growing faster than home prices. So wage growth, 3, 4, 5%. Home prices now have moderated to a 1-ish percent on a national level. So you are seeing some improvement in affordability. But we do have to keep fighting inflation, as the chairman said, so we can get mortgage rates down.